Your week ahead horoscopes from Russell Grant are coming up. Don't forget, you can visit russellgrant.com to read your daily, weekly, love and monthly horoscopes. Plus, you can watch Russell's daily video horoscopes for free.
Hello Scorpio, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, November the 25th and the whole week ahead. Well, there's a Mercury-Uranus aspect today, which I kind of like for you because it gives you a new outlook or a new way of thinking over an old problem. And what is the problem? Well, it's more likely than not to be money and cash and material matters. So if you look at a problem, you can now deal with it by coming at it from an alternative angle. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, Venus in your sign linked to Neptune. How beautiful is that? Not only one of the most romantic of aspects, but if you want to make yourself look good and feel good and just totally irresistible, this is the star energy that you need. It's a new image. It's a makeover to end them all. It is seductive. It is full of fantasy and it makes you irresistible. And here's your Monday stars. With the moon in Pisces, what you've got is a chance to enjoy yourself a bit more. And the stars are all about enjoyment. In fact, with Jupiter there, we're talking about fun. Jupiter's in your sign now. So the comedy hour down the local pub or club is one thing, or you just going out to have some fun. And when I say fun, I'm talking about belly laughs, comedy, enjoyment and humour. Here's your Tuesday stars. Yet another very good aspect for dealing with money and financial matters because it's Mercury conjunct Saturn in your second house. This is cautious thinking, but clever thinking. Because earlier in the week with Mercury Uranus, you had cleverness and ingenuity. And today you have practicality and pragmatism. Put this all together. If you get everything sorted out financially and focus on how you can make money, then you can make money to give you long-term security. Here's your Wednesday stars. There's the moon and the sun and together they waltz through life in a glorious way. But in comes Pluto, your modern ruler, who kind of spoils the party in a way. What you've got to do is steer clear of that negative thinking that sometimes you can have, where you can be self-destructive, you become obsessive and compulsive in so many ways. What you've got to do is chill out and lighten up and remember that you don't have to become too heavy-handed. And here's your Thursday stars. Well, the moon is in Aries, and for you as a Scorpio, that means anything to do with health or medical matters needs to be dealt with now. These stars are really good. So however it is that you need to quell or quash a problem to do with your health, then you should do it now. Now, it's each to their own. Some of you might want to do it in an orthodox way, others in an unorthodox way. But whatever you do, do something. And here's your Friday stars. Well, Venus is going to leave your sign today and move into Sagittarius. That means anything that you need to do concerning you, get it done now. I'm talking in particular if there's things you need to do with your love life, if there's anything you need to do with your image and the way that you look and the way you're perceived by others. Because when Venus moves into Sagittarius, then the ball game changes to one that is very financial.
Get your free natal horoscope report at russellgrant.com to discover the planetary positions at your exact time of birth. See you next week.